Two established politicians, both women, are vying for the mayor's office in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Melissa Mazzeo, who has spent a decade on the city council, is running against incumbent mayor Linda Tyer. New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports.
Since Tyer took office in 2016, she says the economy, which has struggled for decades, is energized. Tyer points to the arrival of Wayfair and its promise of 300 new jobs and the development of market-rate housing. But she also acknowledges something that continues to dog Pittsfield.
We all accept that crime is a challenge in the city of Pittsfield.
That's Tyer speaking at a debate this month at WGBY. From 2015, the year before she became mayor, to 2018, the number of violent crimes in Pittsfield went up by about 23%, continuing a trend from before she took office. Tyer says under her watch, the city has grown the police department. There are three more officers today than when she was sworn in, and Tyer says the city works closely with the state police, the sheriff's office, and drug task force.
We have strong relationships that we put in place every day to keep the city of Pittsfield, the people of Pittsfield, and our neighborhood safe.
But Tyer's challenger, Melissa Mazzeo, says gun violence in the city is becoming a crisis. Her solution? Concentrate police in areas where crimes occur.
We need to rethink how we're allocating our patrol officers. We have, over the years, given more money, more technology, and put more officers out there, but the crime is still continuing.
That's something Mazzeo's supporter, Sheila Christiana, a retired nurse, is well aware of.
You don't walk the streets because you never know what's going to happen. And I'm not talking about tripping and falling. I'm talking about guns going off. I can hear them in my bedroom at night. It's scarier than anything.
The issue of safety came up at a forum this month on education in the city. Mazzeo says teachers are leaving Pittsfield to work in other districts, in part because of school security.
Crime in our community is literally infiltrating into our schools. We really have to take our head out of the sand and address these issues if we're ever going to want to recruit teachers and retain them.
Tyer says part of the problem is fair compensation for teachers.
We've got to work together with our union groups to ensure that we are raising the salaries to at least the mid-range of what the other Berkshire community towns are paying their teachers.
I think she's trying to do the right things.
That's retired businessman and Tyer supporter Alan Rubin, who mentors students in Pittsfield.
Whenever I read about what she's trying to do, it tends to go along with what I think should be done.
If the upcoming election is anything like September's preliminary, it'll be a tight one. Mazzeo, the challenger, won by less than 5 percentage points. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.